Come on. Get on there. Damn it.
Are you all right?
Banged up my knuckles real good. But I'll live.
How's it going?
Considering that I'm pulling rusted and broken parts from dozens of different models of planes to rebuild a freaking biplane that's probably been here since World War I and probably won't leave the ground no matter how much work I do, everything's fine. How about you?
Worried.
What about?
What is there to not be worried about? Between the castaways and you, I'm not sure who's the craziest. I still think you're nuts for trying this. It's suicide.
It's the only way.
No, it's not. You could cut away the wings and seal it up. Use it like a canoe and paddle to shore.
It'd take 10 times longer. Plus, I know a lot more about planes than I do about making one into a boat. This is our best bet for getting the authorities back here to rescue everyone else before the pirates come back.
I still don't like it.
Tough. What else?
The natives are getting restless.
Of course they are. Has it dawned on them yet that the plane only has 2 seats?
Among other things. Fortunately, the food stored in the hold of our plane put a meal in them.
Not to mention the tools and weapons we were able to recover.
Yeah, that's another one of their complaints. They want some of the guns.
They can have them, if the pirates show up. Until then, the last thing we need is a bunch of armed, pissed-off people. Then it would just be a matter of time before they start blowing each other away for the second seat.
Not to mention the first one.
They could try.
Is it going to work? The plane, I mean?
I'm not sure. The fundamentals are there. I had to rebuild the engine. It's more sports car than plane under the hood, but I should be able to get it up to speed if I can get this belt attached. The problem is that I can't get the right angle and it's too tight. If I'm not careful, I'll break the belt and then we're screwed.
My arms are smaller and might fit in there better. You want me to give it a shot?
Nah, I'll get it.
Listen, get over your macho ego and let me give it a shot. Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I don't know how to work on an engine. I'll let you know that my father taught me how to take an engine apart and put it back together when I was 15.
And if it was any other situation, I'd be willing to let you, but this is the only belt on the island, and if it gets broken, I don't want you taking the heat for it.
But if you let me try, then there may be less of a chance of it breaking.
It definitely won't break if we just stand here and argue about it all afternoon.
Adit would humbly request the arguing be ending, as we do not have a horse on this island with which to cool the two of you off.
How's Vargas doing?
Mr. Vargas is in his same panic state. Signora has proved a tiny bit, but is going to need professional care if she is going to keep her leg. Gangrene has begun to set in.
Which means she could lose more than her leg if we aren't careful.
You are correct.
We know who the second passenger is, then.
And because you say so, that makes it law, right?
You've got a problem with that.
As a matter of fact, I do. I don't think it's fair that the new guy and the woman who's going to die anyway get to be the ones to escape the massacre.
You think you should go instead?
I think we should do the fair thing and draw lots for the seats. Let those who know how to fly pull for one of the seats, and the rest of us get to pull for the other one.
You're right. That would be the fairest way to decide.
See, Geist, your girlfriend agrees with me.
We're not dating! And while that may be the fairest way to decide, life isn't always fair.
Why? Because you guys have all the guns?
No, it's a case of need. Mrs. Vargas needs medical attention, and we need for the authorities to listen to whoever goes. Geist is very famous and will draw a lot of attention and respect, whether he likes it or not.
And he can use it to make himself even more famous. Sole Survivor makes millions selling his story.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious you never heard of him before we got here. Even his worst publicity doesn't have him doing anything like that.
You have my word. As soon as we hit land, I'll contact the Coast Guard and get them out here immediately. I've got a few favors I can call in.
The Coast Guard doesn't come out this far.
Then I'll call my people in the Navy or Air Force. I've got quite a few options to choose from.
Meanwhile, the rest of us just sit here and wait for the pirates to come and slaughter us all.
You have got to be the most negative man I've ever met, and I've dealt with newspaper editors.
Enough talking. The engine is complete. I go get Mrs. Vargas. Mr. Derek must test the engine and start pre-flight. Miss Lindsay, please come help humble Ajit.
One last thing. Keep in mind, before you complain too much more, this plane is being held together with swine and duct tape. If it actually gets up in the air, there's no guarantee it'll stay there. And on the off chance it does, The pirates are still up there and will more likely than not shoot it out of the sky before it gets anywhere close to the States or Bermuda or whatever landmass is the closest. So ask yourself, where do you think your chances for survival are best?
So, do you want to help me push this thing over to our makeshift runway, or do you still want to try to convince me to take you up?
I'll take the left side, you take the right.
Back there, Mrs. Vargas.
I think I will be with you longer than this plane will be, Senor. But that doesn't mean anything. I think the plane should agrees with you.
We got her up in the air, Mrs. Vargas. That's half the battle.
See? The other half is staying there.
How are you feeling?
Like I've been kicked in the chest by a mule and my leg is on fire.
I'll be keeping us low to try to keep it from getting bumpy, so we don't add to your injuries. We'll avoid the thermals, but it burns fuel faster.
And flying low will limit how far we have to fall.
Actually, that part's academic. Once you hit critical velocity, it doesn't matter how far you fall. Whether it's 100 feet or 10,000, it's the same amount of damage.
It just means you wait longer for the slack.
I suppose, if you need to look at it that way.
I'm sorry, Nico. I have been listening to Senor Clarkson too long.
I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to keep you talking so I know you're all right back there. If things get any worse for you, I want you to let me know.
Okay, but is there really anything you can do if I get worse?
Over open water like this? In a plane, I'm already pushing as hard as she'll take.
That's what I thought. But if it will make you feel better...
It would. Tell me about your husband. How long have you been married?
30 wonderful years. Marriage is a marvelous institution.
Institution. A good word choice.
I take it then. You and your lady aren't going to think...
Why does everyone assume that we're dating?
Some would say that you two fight like an old married couple, but as an old married couple, I can say that my husband and I, we don't fight nearly that often.
We do seem to know how to push each other's buttons.
But it's also the way you look at each other, when you don't think the other is looking.
I don't look at her like that.
Maybe not consciously.
Not consciously. Not unconsciously, not any other kind of flea. You must be delusional.
It is possible. It would explain the purple elephant flying beside us. But in matters of the heart...
We can't be in the same room with each other without picking a fight.
Then why do you travel with her?
I was told I had to.
A man of your wealth and stature doesn't do things because he's old. He kills others.
If you only knew...
I'm sure if you really wanted to get rid of her... Senor, what is that?
Where?
On our left, just below the sun. Or am I really seeing things?
I wish you were.
Is that what I think it is?
If you think it's the pirates, then I think you're right.
Can you outfly them?
In this thing, definitely not.
Oh no! We're going to die, aren't we?
Not if I can help it. Hang on back there. It's gonna get a bit bumpy.
Bumpier than it's been so far?
Sorry, I've tried to keep it smooth for you, but yes, bumpier.
Oh, assault rifle?
An equalizer. I had a jeep bring it from the tool bay of my plane before we took off. I was afraid we might need it. It packs quite a punch, but I need to make sure my shots are accurate, as we don't have a lot of ammo to spare. Hang on.
I'll try.
That's one.
How are you steering and shooting at the same time?
You don't want to know.
You're hit?
They just hit the hull. I don't think it did any damage.
Tell that to my heart. Is there anything I can do to help?
Do you know how to fire a rifle?
No.
How about fly a plane?
No.
Just hang in there. This'll be done soon. One way or the other.
You missed.
Yeah, I noticed. May have something to do with flying and shooting at the same time.
You do seem to be a much better shot than they are.
Don't jinx us.
A much better shot. Did you just...
It's probably best if you don't think about it too much, Senora.
What is the last one doing?
I'm not sure. I can't see him.
Where?
Hang on! Sorry about that, Mrs. B. Didn't have time to warn you about that roll, but he was coming up from underneath us. Senora? Mrs. Vargas?
The same thing you came down to look for, to see if Mr. Derek will return.
Any sign of him?
It is almost midnight. It is hard to see anything in this darkness.
True, but it wouldn't be the first time you've seen things that we haven't.
You've caught on to that, I see.
Yeah, I've caught on to a lot of things. So, do you see anything?
There is something moving up there, but I'm not sure where or how close.
Should we get the guns and hand them out?
Too soon to tell.
Well, be sure to let me know when it isn't too soon.
Are you worried?
Of course I'm worried. Those pirates could show up at any minute.
No, they would not come at night. You are worried about Mr. Derek.
Aren't you?
Of course. And it is fine for you to admit as well. That is one of the things that friends do. They worry for one another.
He should have listened to me. It was too dangerous flying that hobbled together death trap.
Mr. Derek does as Mr. Derek sees best.
And it's going to get him, and or us, killed one of these days.
I am believing you will find in time that Mr. Derek is willing to take chances, but not foolishly. He knows what he is doing.
Are you saying that because you're hoping it's true?
No. I say it because I know it. Just ask him yourself.
Did you, Lindsay?
Of course not. I'm just shocked you're alive.
Mrs. Vargas!
She's fine. The flight to Bermuda wasn't particularly pleasant for her, but she's in a hospital and was in serious but stable condition when we left.
You came back in a motorboat. What happened to, I have contacts in the Coast Guard, Navy, and Air Force?
Let me introduce Captain Stephen Wilbury of the Bermuda Maritime Operations Center. He was closer than the Navy.
A pleasure to meet you, Mom.
You approach quiet because your concern to pirate may have taken the island.
No, that wasn't a concern. We were more worried about startling everyone if they were sleeping.
Only to wake them up once you got here.
If you find better to be awakened with a nudge than with an alarm.
Exactly. So, how about you two gather the troops so we can head for home? The ship will be out tomorrow to collect the plane and tow it to Miami for repairs. We'll stay there until it's fixed and we can get underway again.
Before the pirates come.
Again, not a concern.
Why not?
I shot them all down on the way out.
You shot down three of the most sophisticated fighter jets in the world with a cobbled-up biplane and a handgun.
It was a fully automatic military-grade rifle. Let's go. Chop chop.
I still didn't buy it. They should have shot him out of the air.
They probably would have, if they had been able to see the plane clearly.
Why wouldn't they? Oh, did you do something to the plane?
What could a humble servant like Ajit possibly do to the plane? As if humble Ajit had power over earth, water, and sky. It is ridiculous.
There's far more to you than meets the eye.
Nonsense. I am but humble Ajit.
I don't care what you say. We need to do something before Guy's obsessions and ego get us all killed.
You have been listening to The Adventures of Derek Geist, Episode 5, Sky Pirates, starring, in order of appearance, Ryan Gilbert as Derek Geist, Doug Zeitlin as Ajit Singh, and April Sadowski as Lindsay Caparelli. This presentation also featured Eric Greva as Reynolds, Jonathan Michaels as Deaton, Jerry Halloran as Clarkson, Justin Bills as Senior Vargas, Joan Halloran as Senora Vargas, and Jim Caswell as Captain Wilbur. Derek Geist is a production and property of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2010. Sky Pirates was written and mixed by Jim Caswell and edited by Andrea Bruner and Ken Halloran. Music was composed and produced by Jason Fetter. This has been a Twerps Online presentation.